It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blihosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, from the reports I've been reading, the long-range forecast for jobs in America is getting better as more Americans support American-made products and America's businesses. The reports reflect that there has been an increase in job opportunities in manufacturing, construction, and with small businesses. Many of America's difficulties began as America's consumers searched for everything possible at the cheapest price without concern for American workers who would lose their jobs as foreign products flooded America's stores. This permitted businesses to outsource manufacturing overseas to maintain their profit margins and keep prices low to consumers. But in the long run, too much outsourcing caused the loss of millions of jobs for American workers from manufacturing to sales. As you go shopping this week, consider our efforts to expand jobs in America and ask yourself these two basic questions. Did the companies that made the products you purchased in the USA with Made in America labels go out of business, or did they simply move out of America to avoid growing operational costs, the ability to make enough profit to pay American workers a reasonable wage, and to avoid rising taxes? And number two, why can't we return to at least a 50-50 balance between foreign-made and American-made products in every store? Now, we all want a better job forecast for American workers to continue, so let's direct our efforts to restore at least a 50-50 balance between everything sold in America. 50% American-made, 50% foreign-made. Well, the Buy American-Made campaign and American Workers Radio continue to bring attention to the fact that we, as America's consumers, have the ability to help America's industries expand simply by the way we spend our money and the products we choose to support. So look for, ask for, and purchase the American-made products you need and help America's companies keep Americans employed. With all of us acting together, the long-term job forecast in America will continue to improve. I thank you for your help, and thank you for spreading the word. This is Michael Blihosh every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Tune in to American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.